Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like. No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
But we got to start out on a high note.
Lima likes.
Your Cavaliers just putting up 128 yesterday. The point totals, Kenny, have reached absurdity. Like I was telling Ken before the show, if I just dropped you like 15 years ago, dropped you into 2024, they're like, oh, give me this stretch for the Cavs. Oh, they scored 128, 144 against Chicago, 114 against Philly, 119 against Chicago, 136 Golden State, 131 New Orleans, 134 against the Lakers, 136 Toronto, 135 Washington. Who said that they change the way we tally points in the NBA?
What's happened to the game I loved?
Yes. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible that they continue, even without Donovan Mitchell. And we already talked about Darius Garland.
I'm alive.
Ty Jerome yesterday. I know Donovan Mitchell didn't play, but Jerome, 9 of 15 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, had 24 points and 8 assists. This guy is a freak right now. He is like an all-time great bench player, how he was playing right now.
He's outstanding.
It is awesome. Outstanding. Because of the wins, it has given us a brand new Cleveland tradition.
Lima likes.
What do you know about the Cavs Frog, Kenny?
Yeah, I didn't hear about this until the Cavs Frog came into the studios a couple of days ago, like last week. And I go, what is what? And there's a person in an inflatable frog or a frog suit.
Oh, what do you know about the Cavs Frog?
The same time when the people from another station in the building went, hey, Cavs Frog's coming in. And I go, what are you talking about? And then I looked it up and now I know.
Mitch, what do you know about the Cavs Frog?
I know as much as you guys do.
So the article that Fedor put up said this kind of had nothing to do with the Cavs. It's just a guy that put on a frog outfit right outside, a frog costume right outside Rocket Mortgage. Yeah.
Okay.
And now the Cavs have embraced it. The fans have embraced it. Instagram following is blowing up. The Cavs Frog, is this going to be something sticking around for a while?
I like things like this, so I hope so.
It seems like it was built organically.
I like organic things like this. Yes, because I hope it sticks.
Think about it. If it was something that the Cavs orchestrated and then they, hey, we're going to do this new victory thing because we got this win streak, you know damn well what would happen. They would lose. They would lose immediately, and then that would be the end of the Cavs Frog.
Cavs Frog or the Browns players dancing after plays and giving up touchdowns later in the drive?
Do the Browns need a Cavs Frog?
Browns need a seance. Got to call Paul Brown or somebody and say you're sorry. You got to do something.
I'm starting a new market watch. How much are the frog costumes on Amazon right now?
Come on. Could we have a Cavs Frog night where every fan dresses like a frog?
Well, I don't want a Cavs Fraud Frog.
No, we wouldn't want that at all.
No, you don't.
But they're not frauds, and you're going to find that out tomorrow when they take on the Boston Celtics.
Lima no like.
You know, just watching the Browns yesterday and then I'm back to envious football fandom where I'm watching all the other teams and I'm envious. And I saw yesterday was an infomercial for Jim Harbaugh. I know they almost coughed it up in the second half, but I'm watching Jim Harbaugh before the game with Justin Herbert and Chris Collinsworth go on and on about how much fun it must be to play for that head coach. And what are they doing? They're 7-3. They are 7-3.
Football guys playing football, man.
It just looks like he's having place catch. Herbert is throwing darts at him before the game. He took Herbert by the helmet and had a joy on his face. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And what do you know? They're 7-3.
I know why everybody else hates Jim Harbaugh for obvious reasons. And I understand why. But the reason I like Jim Harbaugh in the NFL so much is because it's common sense. Like, nothing against the Staley. You know I like Brandon Staley because of the family and that whole thing. But it's like, man, we don't need to reinvent the wheel here, man. Like, sometimes, yeah, you know what? 4th and 6 means go ahead and punt it away and go play defense. Yeah. It means take care of your quarterback.
And draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
It means that there is such a thing as momentum. That's what it means. There's such a thing as common sense. Yep. And not about playing scared. That's not about that. It's about playing into the hands of your players and knowing them as people and knowing what they can do and what they can't do. And Jim Harbaugh does that.
And it's like, good coach, goes to football team, immediately turns football team around. Guys, it's that easy, right?
Andy Reid does that. Sean McDermott does that.
Well, we got
Dan Campbell does that.
Well, we got another one. Sean Payton, 38-6, Denver. This was supposed to be a total like rebuild year for the Broncos. Like, hey, the Bo Nix thing, but come on, can Sean Payton really be that into Bo Nix? 38-6, they dominated the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. And all of a sudden, Bo Nix is like turning into this respectable NFL quarterback that I mean, the first time I saw him this year, I'm like, well, he's terrible. That guy is not going to last the year. And yesterday, Bo Nix, 28 of 33, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, basically a perfect quarterback.
Heaven help me.
Bo Nix. We had Deshaun Watson in Super Bowl aspirations this year.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. And they should have beaten the Chiefs. They've had opportunities. I mean, they're 6-5. They should. Who knows? Like, that is a team that I look on the schedule. We play them December 2nd on Monday Night Football.
That's why I kind of like those college football journeymen. Cam Ward.
Lemon, no likes.
The UFC and the Stipe fight. Total disaster. First of all,
Lemon, no likes.
Started at 1:05 a.m. 1:05. A championship fight. I know it's Saturday night. I know that it's not single Lima anymore. I have to get up at 5:30 a.m. Like, this isn't a weekend. There's no such thing as weekends anymore. I have to get up, but I had to watch Stipe. I had to support him. And about 2 seconds into that fight, I knew he had no chance. I am also
Lima no likes.
Officially retiring from the UFC. Stipe retired from the UFC.
I'm done. I'm hanging him up. I'm retiring. Thank God.
Well, Stipe, you've had an incredible career. You're the most accomplished heavyweight of all time. It's been an amazing ride, and thank you for everything. Thank you. Stipe Miocic, ladies and gentlemen.
Audio courtesy of UFC.
ESPN.
And ESPN. And Joe Rogan, who is still waiting a cabinet confirmation at this point. Kenny, do you have any intel?
I'd certainly rather have him than one other person that was named in there.
Awesome career.
Outside of the octagon.
Yeah, right. Awesome career for Stipe. We do have to give it up. Sucked that this fight should have been fought like 6 years ago. But Stipe had to wait and wait and wait for a junkie to actually get cleared to be able to, get in the octagon.
Whoa. Gonna play this.
Reckless speculation. Is that speculation?
It's not speculation.
The guy can't stay clean. And so Stipe had to wait it out. And so Father Time hit Stipe. Maybe Stipe should have been allowed to take the same stuff that the other guy's allowed to take. Maybe that would have helped.
No, he actually has a respectable job outside of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
He protects our community.
That's right. He's a decent man in the octagon. You know, the guy they could never promote and really refused to promote. They would promote his undercards before they would promote him. So he's fighting at 43 years old, 1:05 Eastern Standard at Madison Square Garden. Because that's what we want Stipe, the 43-year-old, to be doing. I mean, the guy normally is out there, actually saving lives and being a hero. He has to fight that guy yesterday, one of the worst people in sports history, John Bones Jones. Anyway, so that was miserable. We didn't even get to Tyson and that disaster of a fight.
I couldn't get to Tyson. I could not log in. I could not get into the fight. It just did the circle the entire time.
We'll get to that a little bit later.
Yes, we sure as hell will. Fabulous as always.